Greece is gearing up for a Sunday referendum to decide whether to accept the terms of its troika of lenders for a debt deal. The Greek government is campaigning for a no vote, promising a new deal the very next day with its lenders. The European powerhouses like Germany and even the Eurogroup are warning that this referendum will decide on whether Greece remains within the Eurozone. The banks are closed, capital controls have been imposed, and the pressure is on. In this edition of The Debate, we discuss a run-up to this referendum and what lies in store for Greece beyond July the 5th.
This is for sure. It's Greece.
A lively debate right in the heart of the Greek capital, Athens. These people are here to express their opposition to a proposed deal with the country's creditors. The referendum will be crucial for Greece because it may eventually lead to the country's exit from the Eurozone. Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras has already urged his countrymen to reject the deal. And now he's calling on his nation to maintain national unity to overcome the crisis.
The day after the referendum, we will all become one in our efforts for our country to overcome this financial crisis as soon as possible. And of course, to overcome it with the possibility of maintaining our people's dignity and our national sovereignty.
Tsipras is already under pressure. His government may be forced to resign if people vote yes in the referendum. Former Prime Minister Antonis Samaras is blaming the government for the current situation.
Already every day that the banks stay closed, the economy crumbles more, the bills grow and the unemployment leaps. This is the cost of the government's anti-European moves.
Alarm bells are already ringing for Greece. French President François Hollande says Europe could be entering an unknown territory if Greece votes against austerity conditions. And the Eurogroup chief has warned that Athens' financial situation will deteriorate if Greeks vote no.
I think that we politicians from the Eurozone only have a credible story. We are prepared to further help Greece, and I am if Greece, Greek politicians and the Greek population, which is now being asked, say, we are prepared to accept a number of tough measures because we have a big, big problem with the economy. And if they say, we don't want that, then there is no basis. Not only no basis for a new program, but it is very much the question if there is a basis for Greece in the Eurozone.
The Greeks have been going through a very tough time since the economic crisis began in late 2009, and that explains the frustration of these pensioners queuing in front of this bank in Athens. But for now, the clock is ticking very fast for the future of Greece, an unknown future whose ripple effects would be felt beyond Greece's borders.
Well, let me introduce our guest for this edition of The Debate. Joining us from New York is the Executive Director of Arxion International, Roger Von Hanwer. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Von Hanwer. Now, the IMF and the Eurozone governments have made it clear that there will be no negotiations or debt relief until after the Sunday referendum. Are they banking on a yes vote from the Greeks, or is this part of their pressure tactics?
I think that the governing coalition in the Greek government expected to be able to reframe the debate about the Greek economic crisis throughout the EU leadership circles. I think they failed in that attempt. I think they're going to the people to simply receive a mandate in one direction or another. And I think most observers expect a rejection at the polls on Sunday.
But Mr. Von Hanwer, is that how it's being presented to the Greeks? Because when you look at the comments coming out of the Eurogroup or even Germany, they're telling that the Greeks that this is a stark choice between remaining in the Eurozone or leaving the Eurozone. Is that what the options are here at the hands of the Greeks as they go for voting on Sunday?
Well, certainly the option, and it has not been phrased clearly to the Greek voters, is to resume operating their own national currency, which would be massively devalued. But in doing so, their exports, particularly agricultural exports, would be highly attractive in foreign markets. Their tourism and resort industry would benefit, inclusive investments in new properties and hotels. And ultimately, at a lower level of valuation, revenue would again begin moving into Greece, and unemployment, albeit at a far devalued level and a lower GDP, would in over many years lead to slow growth but higher rates of employment. So in a paradoxical fashion, in the long term, the Greek economy could recover more effectively on its own.
Right, but the situation as far as leaving the Eurozone is not something that the government right now in Greece wants to consider. It is talking about wanting to stay within the Eurozone, even if the Greeks vote no. Is that a possibility, in your opinion? Can Greece default but still remain within the Euro?
You can't, because in essence, under the conditions of austerity imposed by the major member states of the EU, the Greek government lost a significant degree of political sovereignty. And the Greek government would have to recover its political sovereignty, and that seems unlikely, given the fact that there is no structural reform within the EU that allows for automatic, seamless, and transparent transfer of wealth on tax revenue basis from the wealthier countries to the poorer countries. For instance, in the United States, that's been established since Alexander Hamilton. Wealthier states like Massachusetts routinely write blank checks through the federal treasury to the poorer states like Kentucky. No one ever speaks about it, but one of the reasons that the U.S. Union functions effectively on a monetary basis is that such transfers have been in effect since the early 19th century on a seamless basis. Such a mechanism simply does not exist in the EU, and it makes it impossible to deal with this type of crisis. The other issue, of course, is that the individual member states of the EU can still all issue their own bonds to attempt and raise debt capital with which to stimulate their economic systems. Naturally, once lenders lose confidence in an economy such as Greece, they no longer purchase those bonds. So there's an inequity as long as the EU system, the Eurozone system, does not transform itself structurally to issuing only one central bond and preventing its member states from raising capital and incurring great debt, as has been the case in Greece, by issuing separate bonds just for an individual member state. That's an underlying structural reform issue that the EU has also not addressed.
Okay, let me also bring in Joshua Tartakovsky. He's an independent researcher and he joins us from Philadelphia. Mr. Tartakovsky, many thanks for joining us here in this edition of the debate. Now, we've been discussing the Greek referendum, which is scheduled for Sunday. Now, many are saying that this will be a stark choice between austerity or no austerity, but will this also translate into remaining within the Eurozone or leaving the Euro?
Okay, so actually, if you look at what Syriza has been saying from the very beginning, despite the blame game that the European Union and the Troika has been playing at large, is that they want to stay in the European Union. They're part of the Euro, they're part of the Eurozone, and they see themselves as members of the European community. So what they're asking to do now is to renegotiate the debt, and that's basically why they're going to a referendum, because the Troika, especially Councillor Merkel, refused to accept. She, instead of a cut of 8 billion from the public budget, which is what the Prime Minister Tsipras was offering, Merkel demanded 12. And since Tsipras refused, then that's basically what this entire referendum is about. He's now taking it to the public to see, to get approval for the people for such a move, which puts all of them in jeopardy. So the question of membership in the European Union and membership in the Euro has been presented, this has been presented as if Greece is about to make a Grexit and so on. It may make a Grexit because of various conditions and circumstances, but Syriza is not advocating for a Grexit, and although it's being blamed by the Troika for as if it's trying to leave the Euro, it hasn't been taking any steps in that direction, on the contrary, and it's unclear why the fact that Tsipras is taking the referendum to the public, to his own people, to give them a chance at direct democracy, to see if they agree to a particular program, why this simple experiment in basic direct democracy in Greece, from which democracy emerged, is seen as such a threat to the European neoliberal order in across the European Union and to the financial institutions. I think it reveals a lot about their nature, that perhaps they're not as democratic as we would assume. If they're threatened, and many various European leaders said that they see it as an insult, and they're deeply disappointed that Prime Minister Tsipras is taking the vote to the public, as if this is some kind of a counter-revolutionary or subversive or illegal activity, while in fact many of the people who take positions in various European institutions, from the ECB as well as global financial institutions to the IMF have never been elected democratically. Syriza, the government of Greece, which includes Syriza and independent Greeks, they have been elected democratically by their people. And perhaps the Troika, or the institutions as they prefer to call them themselves, are quite fearful of direct democracy, of true democracy, where the people of Greece decide their own fate.
Right, Mr. von Hanwer, I'd like to get your opinion on that as far as the referendum is concerned and the reactions that were put forth by Eurozone governments. Do you think they were the decision to go for a referendum was unpalatable to these governments, initially at least?
I mean, it was unpalatable, but if you, for instance, were to ask Germany and France to agree to automatic transfer of wealth or subsidies like we have between states in the U.S., I'm sure they would have to go to their own electorate in the same manner. So the position of the Troika, the position of the major powers in the EU, is simply not reasonable in a democratic European structure. If you have a situation where the monetary supply of the euro, the cash liquidity to Greek banks, is cut off from the Central European Bank, which has happened here, then the Greek government, if it's facing few alternatives except to withdraw from the Eurozone and set up its own currency, naturally they do have to go back to their electorate to determine what their mandate is. If the mandate is yes, we accept these measures, then the government must resign. If the mandate is no, then the government must take the steps to reestablish liquidity in the banking system, and that almost certainly implies reactivating the endogenous Greek currency.
Okay, we will come back to the issue of what happens after the Greeks vote. Let me just cross over to our social media networking pages and see what our viewers have to say about this.
Yes or no in the referendum are the two sides of the same coin. Voting yes means to submit to the IMF and ECB austerity measures that have crippled the country in the last years. Voting no means submission to new austerity measures, but with leftist essence this time. In both cases, there will be suffering for the wrong reasons. The only real solution is to return to the national currency, nationalization of the banking system, and disengagement from the corrupt Zionist banking institutions of the EU. Paul Craig Roberts says the Greek crisis is not about debt. Debt is the propaganda that the empire is using to subdue sovereignty throughout the Western world. Well, this is interesting. There was a big deal whether the UK wanted to leave the Eurozone or not. At least they can freely choose without it being turned into such a whatever. Germany adopted the euro. However, the UK still has the pound. I would have to agree reverting to some form of national currency. Plus, the concept of a scarcity can still stand. More or increased value of an intrinsically backed currency. Well, at least more than what is currently held now. What's the country you never hear about? Finland? Iceland? One of them had some success.
Well, our viewers are expressing their sentiments with regards to the Greek crisis. They're on our social media pages. Let's cross over back to Mr. Tartakovsky. Mr. Tartakovsky, I'd like to get your opinion as to what do you think a possible no vote mean for Greece and for the Eurozone as a whole. Now, Varoufakis, the finance minister of Greece, is very confident that after the Sunday vote, there will be a new deal on Monday.
Okay, Varoufakis is saying that he's confident that there will be a new deal, but he would assume, based on that, well, let's take his what he said already. He said that he hopes that the Greek people will vote against what he and most Greeks, according to various polls, believe is a bad deal in this, for Greece, in the sense that it just increases and prolongs austerity. So he said that now that the deal will be reached with the Eurozone, with the Eurogroup and the Troika, but that assumes that the Troika will accept the referendum as legitimate and will actually recognize the will of the Greek people, which I'm not sure they will do. Because so far, Syriza has shown very good faith in negotiation. it did not turn to Russia and China and say, or even to the BRICS officially and say, here, we want your help. It did not prepare a plan B to the best of our knowledge. It did not offer, it did not act as if it has many cards in its hands by suggesting other plans, or even once suggesting the possibility of leaving the euro. And still, the very idea that a direct referendum will be held on accepting extreme austerity program, which in a country where it is clear that this will not result in any kind of economic growth, on the contrary, in prolonged recession, in the continued erosion of health and education services, in a country where a third of the population is impoverished, where salaries went down by 30%, and where pensions are being cut. And actually, that's what the Troika has been demanding, that Greece obviously has no money. So how will Greece pay? And that is by taking money from the elderly and from children and from health and from education to pay for this debt, which a Greek committee founded by the parliament declared was illegal and heinous and completely illegitimate. So for this reason, it remains to be seen how the Troika will react. But as far as the Greek people are concerned, a majority, as far as we know from various polls, are saying that they will vote no
right.
to continued austerity, which provides no relief and any kind of economic growth. But it remains to be seen how the Troika will react to this democratic decision of the Greek people.
Of course, Mr. Von Hanwer, it is a big question of how the Troika will respond to a no vote. Do you think they will be ready for restructuring of Greek debt? Because even right now, the International Monetary Fund has said that Greece does need debt relief and 50 billion euros over the next 3 years to stabilize its finances, even if the current situation prevails.
Well, certainly the only way to get Greece out of this is to have deficit spending to back economic recovery through stimulation. And that has to be accompanied by fiscal easing. If you look at the percentage of collected to non-collected tax revenue, the percentage of uncollected tax revenue in Greece is 80% of collected tax revenue compared to 2.3% in Germany. That's simply unsustainable from a structural reform standpoint. From an austerity standpoint, Greece has cut spending in the private and public sectors by 25% since 2009, whereas other countries such as Latvia, Ireland, Portugal, and Spain did cut spending 10, 12, 14%, but many of them have had their spending on the rise again in the last 4 years. So the Troika leadership is worried that if they don't play hardball here with Greece, that all the other countries that have economic problems within the Eurozone are going to become more lax in their economic management. So very much this is an issue of very close scrutiny of the perception by other EU member states of how the most powerful EU members will treat Greece. And this is a dangerous precedent for that leadership in the EU, and therefore they're not going to let Greece off the hook. The only option Greece has then is to withdraw and set up its own currency in order to recover its economy in the long term.
But Mr. Von Hanwer, if the numbers don't add up, is it smart to continue asking Greece to pursue this failed economic policy? Because even according to The Guardian, unpublished documents compiled by Greece's own troika of lenders show that the country will face unsustainable level of debt by 2030, even if it signs up to the austerity that is being demanded of it.
Well, if massive wealth transfer into Greece occurs and you stimulate the Greek economy in a Keynesian manner, then you ultimately will pull out, provided that the management of that economy is not corrupt and is sound. If Greece is forced out of the euro and has its own very devaluated currency, the purchasing power of Greek citizens will drop from an adjusted personal GDP of 30,000 to one of 5,000, but still, there will be employment at a lower level. There will be export of goods at massively discounted prices. Tourism will boom. And ultimately, at a lower level of economic growth, Greece will recover. There's good economic precedent for this.
Well, Mr. Tartakovsky, is looking at you nodding along in agreement there. I think you also agree that the situation here is more political than economic.
Well, it's both, but I would disagree that if Greece is given a bit of a stimulus and a debt renegotiation and debt relief, that's dangerous, because what we have now already is a dangerous situation to begin with. I mean, you have between 10 to 12,000 people in Greece committed suicide since the beginning of the crisis. The euro has been entirely harmful for the Greek economy as well as for the economy of other countries in the periphery, such as Ireland, Spain, Italy. Because what happened as soon as the euro was adopted was that Germany froze the wages within Germany. And obviously it had, due to various reasons, a more competitive edge in technology and in industries. So what happened was, as a result, that the various industries in the so-called south of Europe, in the countries I mentioned, were actually declining and were being swallowed up by the high relative the high advantage that Germany enjoyed, and that's how. But on the other hand, they were given easy credit, so they took various loans from the banks, which they could later not repay. So obviously, the euro is a bad arrangement for the South countries. As to whether this is economic, I would say economic or political. I would say it's both. First of all, like the idea is to exploit Greece as much as possible, because clearly there's no. This doesn't make pure economic sense, because when you kill demand in Greece, how can you ever have a growing economy? You're just suffocating the economy on and on and on, seemingly until infinity. And the other point is that it seems more of a moral issue of the Troika in Germany seeking to moralize, to civilize, to discipline Greece. Here you failed to live up to your obligations, now we will discipline you, we will punish you. Yes, we know that your economy is not growing, but you're going to have to suffer.
Okay.
And that kind of moralistic and judgmental and Puritan view is not very helpful.
All right, let's leave it there for now. We've run out of time. That's independent researcher Joshua Tartakovsky joining us from Philadelphia. And joining us from New York was the executive director of Arxion International, Roger von Hanwer. Gentlemen, thank you very much for participating in this edition of The Debate. From me and the entire team here in Tehran, it's goodbye.